we can infer that the non-discrimination principle is one of the most important principles of WTO agreement. This principle requires equal treatment of domestic and foreign enterprise. Does the principle also apply to domestic enterprise of different ownerships?
Yes, it does. Domestic enterprises of different ownerships enjoy equal rights, for the non-discrimination principle grants equal rights to enterprises, regardless of their nationality and ownership. I have found that although changes of China's economic policies are numerous, these changes are largely based on the most important economic principle of WTO agreement, non-discrimination principle. Such an understanding of principle of the changes may help us not only to have a good insight into the changes, but also to foresee the tendency of the new changes of China's economic policies.